Hi, Steve and Barbara. Hi, everybody. So nice to be with you again this month on the Virtual Light Broadcast for March 2020. So here we go. My segment this month is around the concept of turning anxiety into insight, or anger or frustration. Insert whatever trigger emotion you experience. And are you able to take that experience and turn it into something insightful for you? So I'm going to get into that. Recently, we just did a Q&A, a great Q&A for the three-month program that we're co-teaching together, Steve and Barbara and I, called Walking Between the Worlds. It brought to light, there was a great question about anger and what we do with it and how, I'm not going to divulge the information that went on in the Q&A because it was a private question and I don't have permission to share it, but the concept around it is what brought up a pattern, and it brought it to light, and it's a pattern that I think most of us have. That's why I wanted to bring it into the segment for the VLB. So what's the habit? What's the pattern? The pattern is that we don't always claim our wins when we do our spiritual work, do we? We haven't really been taught to do that. We've been taught to be polite or not to be boastful, particularly women. We've been very conditioned to fit in and be quiet. So claiming a win is something that would require us to have a certain level of confidence and power and capability that this would become a natural process for us. So it means we have to relearn it. It was something that we had when we were younger. Do you remember being a kid? You didn't feel bad if you scored a goal or you were playing with other kids on the street and you won the game. You celebrated, you cheered, you were excited. You weren't trying to make anybody else feel bad. You were just celebrating your win, job well done. But as we got older, we were taught differently, weren't we? We were taught to compete, but we weren't really taught to celebrate our personal victories, our wins, our achievements. So how does this fit into the spiritual sphere? Well, here's how. In not going back and claiming the victory when we're able to take something that's emotional for us and turn it into something that has great wisdom for us, into insight for us, then we tend to keep out of balance. We tend to stay out of balance, be out of balance. We never seem to feel free enough to claim those victories. We don't even focus on the victory. What we actually tend to do is limit our abilities, limit our process, and move on to the next problem to solve, don't we? We tend to focus on what's wrong, how can I help? What's wrong, how can I help? That's beautiful. That's an extraordinary way to be of service. But are you walking in your own mastery when you do so? Or are you always focused on others? If you're not claiming those victories, I don't mean other people's healings. I mean your ability to take a scenario that doesn't sit well with you. You're watching the news, you're on social media, you look at the world, you hear something that doesn't feel good to you, you're in a conversation. We tend to be a society now that's even more reactive than we used to be. More is coming to light, as the group's been talking about, no more secrets, so much more transparency. It's blatant, but in that evokes a reaction from us, doesn't it? When we hear about something else that's so blatantly out of integrity, it affects us. But what do you do with it? How do you turn that into deep wisdom for yourself? Well, here's how. We have to be able to manage ourselves so it's personal. And even though it's personal, it's not judgmental. The fact that you are having a reaction to something does not mean go into a self-dialogue about it, as in why this is bothering you or why you are a victim or why somebody else is to blame. If we can stay out of all of that, because that becomes distraction on the path to mastery, doesn't it? If we can look at it first and recognize, first of all, this is triggering me, so this is personal. I have something in this, that this is in conflict. We're doing this. What I am witnessing and how I am feeling are not congruent to one another. So it's personal. Why? because this is what I want or feel or think should be right or is best for the collective, so forth. We all have our reasons. We are here to help this planet go in a direction that's more unified, that we work deeply connected to nature and to each other. So these are going to trigger us. But how you can turn it into insight and wisdom would be to stop yourself from the reaction and the expression of that frustration, because that frustration expressed only feeds the trajectory that you are not in agreement with, doesn't it? Everything is an energy conversation first. So here's where the mastery is. You find yourself triggered. If you can slow down and look at it and ask, why? Why is this bothering me so much because I feel this way? Okay, so how can you turn this into something insightful? How can this realign within you? You gotta ask some questions, don't you? You have to ask questions like, how could this possibly be of service? Right? That's out of judgment. That's stepping back a little bit. That's taking in an overview from the soul's perspective. How could this be of service? And clearly, I have some involvement in it because it's triggering me tremendously. So how could this actually be serving the world trajectory, serving the collective? Is this going to force us into some kind of exposure, some kind of understanding? If we can learn to first ask some questions before reacting, then we're not feeding the trajectory we don't want to feed. Then we're actually slowing things down, pulling them apart and investigating it a little bit, looking for the service. And once we find it, once we start to understand it a little better, once we see a different overview, right? Because the soul perspective doesn't think anything wrong is happening here. It thinks it's fantastic. Everything that we've collectively brought together, it's the human story that's looking around that's getting really, really upset about it. So we have to first realign ourselves between the human conversation and the soul's perspective. You hear me talk about that a lot. And how do we do that? We have to stop before we react, and we have to ask a few questions. And when we find the insight to it, it's usually something that is so deeply connected to what we believe to be true, what we know is possible, and then it feels better to us. We have some kind of understanding to it, and then our passion kicks in. Then however we're going to contribute kicks in. That's where the creativity comes. That's where the ideas come. That's where you can then go out and have the conversations about it. I was thinking about this. It made me realize that this is offering us an opportunity to learn what? Fill in the blank there based on your trigger. And then you're now what? You're feeding the trajectory that you want to go in. You're feeding the world that you want to create. Everything is an energy conversation first. So how you react, how you process is so important. And then going back and celebrating your win. When you get the insight about something that's triggering you, that's a big win. That is walking in mastery. That's an alchemical process. That is literally creating alchemy. But do you think that way? Do any of us think that way? Were we taught to think that way? Do we go out and celebrate that ability that we have to just look at a personal trigger, find the service in it, find the insight, find the wisdom, and then use that towards the next reaction and that you want to offer, the next piece from there? So this drives me crazy. Now I understand how it's serving the collective. Ooh, that's starting to feel better, isn't it? Now, how can I help get on board with that? What else? What can I do there? What can I offer? Can I just have a different conversation about it with myself first and then let the ideas come pouring in around it? Because whatever is triggering you is personal, which means you have a unique interpretation of it that feeds the direction you want to go in if you can line up with it. But it's an energy conversation first. And if we all just stay distracted and angry and frustrated and in agreement with each other that all these things are wrong, are we actually producing alchemy? No. We're collectively bonding together in a perspective and perception of what we think is wrong. But that doesn't change it, does it? If you heard that, that doesn't change it. Energetically, it's impossible to. So how do we evoke change? We have to look at what triggers us. We have to find the insight around it. And when we do, we then have all kinds of access to the next steps, whether that's ideas, whether that's things that you're going to share with other people, your thought process around it. It will be unique to each expression. That's why I can't tell you what it'll be. It'll be exactly what it's supposed to be for you. But all I'm interested in is the energy alignment that takes place, because everything is an energy conversation first. Claiming your wins, when you find the insight to something and then you realize, oh, that's why that particular type of thing drives me crazy, because it means this over here and I know this is better and this is what I'm going to go do about it for me, how I'm going to share, i.e. how I bring it to the Virtual Life Broadcast. This is that process that I'm doing right now, turning it into something that I can then channel it into something positive, something insightful, something beneficial. Write an article, paint a picture, whatever it is that you uniquely express. When you do that through the alchemy process of taking something that triggers you, finding the reason and service for it, looking at what that insight actually means, and then using that as you express going forward, you have now created alchemy. Do you celebrate that? Or do you just quickly then go on to the next thing that's bothering you? Do we just sort of put it away, brush it aside, and then go look at the next problem to solve? Because as lightworkers, as empaths, as spiritual beings, we can move fast sometimes, sometimes too fast. And we want to be of service and help. So our radar kind of goes to, where's the problem? How can I help? Where's the problem? How can I help? But we don't celebrate the wins. And what does that do energetically? What is the energy conversation if you're not slowing down long enough to really celebrate your wins? When you take something and transmute it, when you celebrate those wins, and you will have all kinds of them when you start to look at this and work with this process, you will have all kinds of wins. And when you really step in to claim them, that energy builds, it expands, you open up, and more comes to you. That feeds the trajectory that we all want to go on collectively, more so than any conversation ever could about what's wrong. So you got to start to claim your victories. No matter how small, no matter how tall, we have to bring that back into the equation and not just move from problem to problem to problem and conversations about the problems pointing fingers. You are powerful. You are creative. You have extraordinary abilities, but you've got to put them into use every day. And it starts with, how do we process? How do we see it? And so many times we are just on autopilot reaction mode, that if we break that autopilot and we start a different process and we're mindful of the energy conversation and we start to really transmute, we start looking for those triggers. Everything we think we wanted to avoid, we now go looking for them. Where else? Where else is it uncomfortable? Where else have I got something going on? What's the magic in that? What's the insight there? How is that of service? And why is that big for me? Because I've got a piece in that. Well, that's extraordinary when you start to find it. And then what happens next is what's called magic. It's called alchemy, but it's practical and it's in everyday life. But you are the only one that can decide how you're going to play your game, how you're going to run your energy, what you're going to contribute to the collective. So it's up to you. For that, I think I'll wrap that up there and turn it back to you in the studio and say thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure and an honor to be here, and I'll turn it back to the studio. Bye for now.
It's always a conversation, isn't it? That's awesome. Incredible. Thank you, Meg. I just wanted to come in very quickly because Meg and I are doing, and Barbara are doing a seminar together right now. And we've been doing it for the last couple of months. We have one more month to go with it. It's a three-month-long seminar called Walking Between the Worlds. Those of you who are involved with that know what I've been seeing, and that's that Meg's energy and a lot of the connection that she's been talking about, especially from the Aboriginal side of things and many of the earth processes that she brings up, fit hand in glove with the things the group is teaching. And I want to tell you that in October, when we do this Human Angel Conference, Meg is one of the guest speakers. So she is a guest speaker that we will be having there to continue the connection, to kind of help it in different ways, to be able to bring that out and to be able to use it in different ways. We'll be back in just a second. We're going to go right into the questions and answers in just a moment. In the meantime, a spa for everybody.